The Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Got such an axe to grind with tonight's Friday File. How dare they make such beautiful things? We're going to talk chocolate in just a moment and the beauty of a growing trend of handmade chocolates and just the most glorious, glorious artworks that disappear in the pop. Just one pop and it disappears. Oh, we'll talk about that in a moment. I see Momentum has appointed Jeanette Marais as its first chief executive. Now, you may not know Jeanette Marais, but she is a powerhouse in South Africa's life insurance sector. She's been the deputy chief executive to Hilly Meyer. Hilly Meyer, a former CEO, was brought back to restore the fortunes of Momentum Metropolitan. He's done that part of the work, and Jeanette Marais has been his deputy since 2018. And now she gets to take over as he goes into retirement again, possibly to go make some more wine. But Jeanette Marais, I think this makes her, and I've been applying my pea brain to it today, but I think this is the first ever, this is the first time ever that a large insurance company has ever had a woman at its helm. I don't recall any other life insurance company in South Africa ever having a woman at the helm. Jeanette Marais is a force. I think she'll be absolutely great at the job. And yeah, that announcement coming through today. Something else that Simon Brown picked up on Twitter. And if you had to go through the City Lodge update yesterday with a fine-tooth comb. But somebody picked up that Zoho Sun Gaming now owns nearly 10% of City Lodge. Now, that's curious. It really is. Is this City Lodge looking to get into... is this Zoho Sun looking for an investment? Or is there something more here? What are they doing? Are they feeling it out for a possible acquisition into the future? Certainly a very good value stock on the JSE. But yeah, well spotted on that particular front. Two, Stephanie Serrano, who's the founder of Jack Rabbit Chocolate Studio. And I'm just, Stephanie, stunned by the number of artisanal chocolate studios around. There's been an explosion of these beautiful places doing incredible things. Where did you start out?
Well, we started in about 2018 when we were really, you know, one of the first to do what we were doing within Pretoria. And we've just managed to somehow keep going by making really beautiful chocolate. And we, you know, it's difficult for us to be as objective maybe as other people, but we're like, oh, look how beautiful they are. Look how tasty they are. They're so wonderful.
I'm on the website and I'm actually not looking at it. You know, when a dog's done something bad, it can't look you in the eye. I'm like that dog right now, trying not to look at your website. But what was the motivation? What was the inspiration? What said to you, you know what we need to do? We need to take chocolate. And people are used to slabs of chocolate. They're used to boxes of chocolates. They're used to going to their local shop and buying a box of Ferrero Rocher to hand as a gift. And people are very happy with that. But you know what we need? We need to add and make that, we need to make it different. We need to add a new layer and a new texture to the world of chocolate. This is primarily chocolate gifting.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to kind of take what is an existing gifting item, chocolate. It's almost, you know, apt for any situation. And we wanted to add another layer of creativity and innovation to it. And that was with the colors. And it was just kind of starting as a trend internationally at that stage. We just wanted to take that and really make it our own. We have kind of an abstract approach to the art. So we don't paint little flowers or people's faces on the chocolate, but we try and be as creative as possible. And we allow ourselves that space to be creative. So we don't streamline our production as much as perhaps we should with regards to the actual chocolate. Most of our colors change every single day. Every artisan, like one of our chocolate artisans, they are all in control of what they're making that day. So if you buy a bar of chocolate today and you buy a bar of chocolate in a week, you won't be looking at the same bar of chocolate. It won't be the same person making it. And they might not feel the same way. So today they're feeling super bright and we're going to be doing pink and yellow. And then next week we'll be a little bit blue, or depends on the person and depends on the flavor. And obviously if we can do it in our own, like we don't have a request for a specific color. We really try and make it as creative as possible because the process is something that's quite creative. And for us, it was important to not just take and make chocolate, but we wanted to be something super adventurous and unique. Well, and that although we have our classic combinations, we try and make something super different.
Are you making chocolate from scratch, or are you buying in sort of a base chocolate to which you then add the fairy dust? Because it looks like fairy dust. It's bright colors and happiness.
It is very happy. We do a combination of both of those things. We do our own bean to bar. We do also have some nibs that we buy in, and then we make chocolate from that. And then we have some curvature that we buy in, and then we temper that to create some of our range. So we do both of those things.
I'm just looking at blonde chocolate with freeze-dried coconut, and it looks like a tile you would put in a little girl's bathroom if you were making a bespoke bathroom for her, in the same way as candied cashews in blonde, and just the apricot cobbler bar. The inspiration of the flavors and stuff, is this stuff that you dream up? Are these recipes that you found on the internet? Not to be brash about this, but where does the motivation come from? Because in a world where chocolate is chocolate and raisin or chocolate and nut, I mean, there's some standard flavors. You guys push the boundaries considerably.
We do like to push the boundaries. I think a lot of it is we try and take what people assume chocolate should be, and then we just take it up a notch. A lot of it is things that I would really like to eat. If I'm walking around and I can smell something and I'm thinking about something else, I'm like, ooh, that would be really good if we put chocolate with it. Or if we take this dessert, what if we make our own chocolate interpretation of that dessert? And that's the apricot cobbler and the milk tart and all those kinds of chocolate bars that we make from dessert origins. But there are other ones that we feel that people could just, if you just push yourself a little bit to just outside of your comfort zone, you could find something that's really incredible in chocolate form. That's maybe not what everyone would be accustomed to eating.
What's the worst thing you've ever done with chocolate? What was an experiment that failed spectacularly? I'm sort of thinking Pex anchovette, pistachio and chocolate or something like that. Something that you thought, well, that might be a good idea. And actually, it was terrible.
So we did see someone in America, an artisanal chocolatier, who was making black truffle and honey chocolates. And so we thought, ooh, that would be kind of amazing if you could get the balance just right. And we did it the first time and it was awful. It was really, really bad. And then we did it the second time and it was better, but it was still giving us PTSD. And then the second one, like the second last time that we did it, it was just bearable. And then the last time we got it right, but it was almost no truffle at all. So that would be, and we never really revisited it.
And your most popular combination, what is that?
Oh, it's so hard to say because I think it's almost seasonal, people liking different things.
True.
We are really known for our fruit chocolate. So we take what people would usually not eat with chocolate. Yeah, I think fruit chocolates, common dark chocolate and orange or chocolate cherry, Kirsch cherries. And we really try and push the limits. So I would say some of our most popular chocolates are actually our fruit chocolates when people allow themselves just to drift a little bit out of their comfort zone and go for, apricot cobbler chocolate or apple pie chocolate.
Apple pie chocolate. I get the apricots. But anyway, that's lovely. Thank you so much. I'm closing your website. I can't look at it anymore. Jackrabbitchocolate.co.za is the website. It'll torture you, so you'll have to go to Pretoria tomorrow and pick up some Jackrabbit chocolate. Stephanie Serrano, who is the founder at Jackrabbit Chocolate Studio, been around since about 2016.